the end.
The
It's the J Rouse Show coming up next on the TGI's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated G-M-A-L-S-V. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Is your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time slot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Oh, yeah! Happy and late 4th of July. And welcome to another Funky Fresh Edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is the caller number. 347-850-1272. Mwah, kisses for all the girls in the world, except for one that knows who I'm black as. And high fives and fist bumps to the fellas. Let me tell you, I know y'all can't hear me any damn way. But I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead, get the party started, and then we'll try this again when the show starts. Are you ready to get down? Tio, let's get this party started right. You know, when you're not in your home studios, you and Mr. L.A.S. is a ragged-ass studio. Nothing to work around here. Make this crap work so we can get our damn show on the road. How y'all doing? Get around, set 3178-501-272. As soon as this raggedy piece of crap get itself together, then we'll be the show started. Because Mr. L.A.S., it is a ragged-ass studio that we're in. Raggedy. 347-850-1272 as we figure this out. Look, hope you guys had a great 4th of July weekend. And you know from Wednesday that I was traveling. I was on the road again. I'm all the way up in the great city of Gary, IND. I am in the house. Look out, world, because here I come. Plus, I'm hanging out in the Chicagoland area as well. So let me tell you, no, don't know where I'm going tonight, though, because you know, tired and you know how it is. So anyway, all right, folks. As soon as we figure out, we're gonna get it on the road. Get the party on started. Get the party started on the 4th of July weekend. All right. Hey, man, look, fix this raggedy studio. Mr. Elias is raggedy ass studio. It's raggedy, raggedy, raggedy. All right, we're going to try to fix this. We'll be right back after this.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. It's news you can use on the TJRS Radio Network.
He was lying right here.
Tracy Martin's teenage son was shot dead on this patch of grass 10 days ago, and the gunman belonged to a neighborhood watch group.
Yeah, it must be a little, feel kind of odd to be here, huh?
Yeah.
17-year-old Trayvon Martin, Trey to his family, lived in Miami. He loved horses and dreamed of becoming a pilot. This high school junior was visiting relatives last month when he was shot and killed inside this gated subdivision of townhomes.
He meant the world to me. He meant the world to his mother. And it's just sad that he's been taken away from us.
Around 7 p.m. on Sunday, February 26th, Martin was walking the half mile back from the 7-Eleven store where he had bought an iced tea and a bag of Skittles.
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Rouse Show starts now.
Never know, that's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. In Egypt, Nobel laureate Mohamed El-Baradei has been appointed prime minister by the new interim president. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports the 71-year-old is being sworn in tonight.
The appointment comes after a flurry of meetings Egypt's interim president, Adli Mansour, had with his advisors. The former UN nuclear agency chief was one of the many opposition leaders who endorsed the military's move to oust the country's first freely elected president, Mohamed Morsi. Baradei had accused Morsi of failing to lead Egypt toward a proper democratic path. In an interview with the New York Times on Thursday, Baradei defended Morsi's ouster, saying there was no choice as there is no formal recall process in Egypt. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.
The interim government in Egypt is attempting to regain control of the streets in Cairo and other major cities. At least 36 people died overnight in clashes between supporters and opponents of the ousted president. Suspected Islamist militants attacked a school in northeastern Nigeria today, killing at least 27 children and a teacher. The BBC's Will Ross reports from Lagos.
Students at the boarding school near Potiskum town were asleep when the gunmen attacked. They doused the buildings with petrol. Some of the students were trapped in the blaze. Others were shot dead as they tried to flee. At the nearby hospital, distraught parents struggled to identify their children. Many of the bodies were burnt beyond recognition. The attack is likely to have been carried out by the Islamist militant group known as Boko Haram, whose name means Western education is forbidden. It wants to establish an Islamic state in Nigeria and has targeted many schools before.
The BBC's Will Ross reporting from Lagos. Asylum offers for the former NSA contractor turned fugitive are coming in from South America. NPR's Dan Babcock reports at least three countries now say they would welcome Edward Snowden.
The governments of Venezuela, Nicaragua, and now Bolivia say Snowden could come to their countries. Snowden is thought to be holed up at the Moscow airport since arriving there nearly 2 weeks ago, and he's been filing for asylum around the world. Bolivia's offer comes days after its president's plane was refused access to parts of European airspace after Snowden was wrongly thought to be on board. If Snowden does pursue any of the offers from the South American nations, it's unclear how he would get there. The U.S. stripped him of his passport. Snowden is wanted in the U.S. after he revealed classified information about the country's domestic and foreign spying programs. Dan Bobkoff, NPR News.
A freight train derailed at high speed in a small town in Canada this morning. Officials say four tank cars carrying crude oil exploded, destroying many buildings. They say they don't know if anyone died because rescue workers can't get close enough to the site. Several people are missing. This is NPR News from Washington.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's 3-minute commentary starts now.
You often hear us say, without you, there would be no us. And we really and truly mean that.
because we really appreciate you all as listeners, and we listen to you guys. Anytime you voice concerns about things that we do here on the network, trust me, I take those very seriously, because you're the reason why this show has gone from a show back in 2009, a show that only had 3 listeners, and I knew 2 of them, to a show in which thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people listen to on a weekly basis. That's something. That's love, y'all. And that's what we have for you all. But like I said before, when things are not right, you guys tell us and we listen. You guys told us that you were tired of the fiasco between Dr. Prince's Odelia and Ernest. We fixed that. And you guys told us about what happened this past Wednesday, and we're going to fix that as well. Our goal is to try to be the very best network for you. Because, you know, no one is bigger than the network. I'm not, Mr. L.E.S., Momo B., Dr. Princess Odia, Ernest, none of us are. Our number one goal in life is to entertain you, and that's it. And trust me, we have a passion for this, because none of us gets paid for doing this. And I know every time I say that, trust me, I will receive a message from someone saying, "What? You guys don't get paid?" No, we all have our own separate lives. We do our own separate things. We come together because we are all united in trying to provide the very best for our listeners. We have people listening to us in Afghanistan. We have people listening to us from all corners of the world. And it always warms the heart when you receive a message from someone who's going through a very difficult situation, and they tell you how much joy you brought to them during their most dying or difficult time. I mean, those stories hit home. And yeah, I receive a lot of messages from people who don't like us. There's no doubt. I receive negative emails just like we receive positives. There's no doubt about that. But most of the emails and messages that we receive, and I'm going to say 95% of them are very, very positive. Very positive. People love what we do. It's not an accident that since 2012, the month of May, our listenership has increased 400%. We had gone from, once again, 200 or 300 people listening to an episode to now, when I look at a download, I'm talking live listens, we're talking at least anywhere between 2,000 and 3,000 people. That's just live. That's listening from wherever. And we're not naive. We know that most of the people that listens to our shows in the archives, so we try to find a way to reach you all as well. All I want to say to you is that we appreciate you, and we're going to continue to try to do the very best to be the show that you guys can trust, the show that you guys love, and the show that we can be proud of. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elliott?
It's the man here that knows how to put the damn right dates in on the damn on the board. That's who it is. That's who it is.
And
yeah, watch him out. July 5th, not July
6th. Watch him out.
Bastard.
Don't have nothing to do with the audio and the equipment around this old raggedy-ass studio of yours, man. What the hell is going on around here, man?
Look, my stuff goes through. I don't know about yours, but I'm running the board pretty good right now. Because your ass got them old raggedy-ass computers. That's what it is. Raggedy-ass stuff.
Hey, man, look. I'm in your damn studio. I'm up in your piece. It is a piece of mess, man. It's just garbage.
It's a piece of mess. Look. Today is July. When I put in for the show page, I look at July 6th. It's not July 6th.
Okay, fine.
At the top.
Fine.
It's not July 6th.
Fine.
Damn.
That don't have anything to do with this regular. Right, how you doing, Mr. Ellis? Let me start over, bro. How you doing, man? You feeling good today, bro?
Nah, hell no, because somebody put in July 6th. I ain't letting it go that easy, you dumbass.
Hey, man, you know, Hey, man, I love you too, man. Hey, man, look, I'm done talking to you. I really don't want to have this conversation with you anymore because you really get on every nerve that I have in my body. So,
well, can you bring in Momo B or do I have to? Because if you got to bring in, I ain't done with this conversation. But if I got to bring in, that's what I'm going to start talking. Nah, how about that? Bastard.
Oh, man. Wow.
Momo B, would you
take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
Mr. Elliott, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask me again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your mama on July 5th. But there she is.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for unmuting me. Thank you, I appreciate it.
How you doing, girl?
I am great, and I can talk. God knows I can talk. I can talk my way out of a plastic bag, but I can't talk if I'm muted. I can't be heard. What's the sense of talking if nobody can hear me?
Oh, man. So let me ask you something, Momo B.
What's up, Mr. Elias? How are you?
Oh, my bad. That's what Mr. Elias.
Okay, great, Mr. Elias.
I'm doing well, Momo B. I'm doing well.
Good. J-Rao, how are you, sir?
Oh, here.
Well, you know how it is when you're sitting in somebody else's studios looking around. The lights don't work. The toilet ain't been cleaned. I don't know how long. It's just raggedy up in this studio.
Why are you calling it his studio?
If I was Jay, I wouldn't say nothing else, because I could mute his ass anytime I want to, and he can't say nothing. If I was him, I wouldn't say another damn word. Oh, look, he got muted just that quick. And he ain't got control of the board. How about that, bastard? How you like that? Huh? Is that Silas I hear from J-Rao? Keep it up. Mm-hmm. Keep it up, fat boy. Keep it up. Uh-huh. Got something to say, Jay?
What? What is going on out of here?
Say something? I know there's a mic problems.
You know what, man?
I know.
This is how you treat people when they come to you. I tell you what. This is how they treat people around here. How you doing, Momo B? Hey, man, can you cut that Momo B music off, please?
Momo B, you know what?
How you doing, what did you do yesterday for the fourth?
They have this thing at the City Civic Center where they go and shoot off fireworks. So I went there and watched a few fireworks. It was nice.
Yeah? What else did you do? Did you barbecue?
No, I didn't barbecue. I did not.
And why did you not barbecue?
Why didn't you barbecue, though?
I never barbecue. Yeah. I may go to somebody else's barbecue, but I don't barbecue personally. That's number one. And number two, I had other things to do. So that was that.
What did you have to do?
No. It's my business. You know, some business is our business, and some business is my business. So I had a
look at here.
Whoa, wait a minute. I mean, you don't have to be like that. All you have to do is say, hey, you know, just give us a little taste. You ain't got to act like that.
No, I'm just saying. No, ain't no tasting.
Oh, so it's none yet. So in other words, it's none yet.
Let's
bring our next.
Can I have fun?
All right, fine. We're moving on. All right, thank you very much. All right, it's time to bring in. You
know. Hi there. Six for sex. You send me swinging.
Ooh, I'm swinging. You send me swinging.
At the left, there was a man and woman having sex, and at the right, there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink after drink.
Dang.
Well, I tell you, this is a raggedy. I tell you, this damn studio's so damn raggedy. Boy, look at them. No,
yeah,
I know. What the hell you doing, Mr. Elias?
Your ass probably hit something. I didn't hit nothing.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Can you just bring it in? How about you just do that?
I sure did.
Okay.
I sure did.
Yeah, why don't you...
Damn, you don't want to do that.
I tell you what, boy.
Damn.
Rookie, this is the rookie out right here, boy. Tommy Jones. Why is it don't happen on Wednesday night when I did the show?
Hey, I don't know, bro. I'm just telling you, it's happening right now.
Woo, raggedy. Hello, Miss Terry. How you doing?
Love. I'm wonderful. How are you guys doing? Hey, Momo B.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Hey, Elias. Hey, Jay.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah? What you do for the fourth?
I didn't really do anything for the fourth. You know, I'm having a fundraiser. If you didn't know on your page, I had posted it for my daughter. So I'm making, we're getting ready to have a vendor fair out here, so I'm making jewelry for her to sell to put in her funds. So we're making jewelry.
Are you going to make some adult cookies and sell those? You could probably sell those quicker than the jewelry. You can sell those quicker.
I could, but that's on the under. You talk too much. Your mouth is speaking.
Yeah, he does, don't he?
Everybody on the show that you cook adult cookies.
I don't tell nobody I'm selling them.
That's a big vagina.
I am living for the Lord. Hallelujah. I feel him down in my spirit. You know, as I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me.
Hallelujah.
I'm doing great. How's everybody doing today?
Well, we're
doing
fine,
great.
We're in 1950 studio, but yeah. Hey, how you? Yeah, you're doing great today.
Yeah. Well, you know who works in the 1950 studio, Joe? There you go. Mute button. How you doing, sister? The mute button works
I'm
well
doing...
in the 1950 studio. Damn,
I'm doing great.
He has no control, and his big ass can sit down there and stuff his fat ass mouth with those damn rice cakes I gave him. I gave him rice cakes to eat, y'all. So he can go and take them rice cakes and eat them. How about that, bastard? How you like them apples?
There's nothing between me and you
but the mute button, so shut your stupid ass up again. How about that?
Ooh.
You know what time it is? Stop. Y'all listen to this show. You know what time it is. It's time for this. It's time for 10 good minutes, and this is sponsored by DJ Shine Water, hitthemusic.com,
DJ Sean Juan, hitthemusic.com. I don't know DJ Sean Juan's number, but Jay knows it. So give us to it. Go ahead, Jay. You off mute now, but keep it up.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Elliott. Let me tell you something. Y'all almost heard him getting his ass whooped because I'm right here.
Yeah, I know.
There's no running.
Yeah, you know, ain't nothing but some air and some bullets that stop his ass from doing that. But let's get on with
my money on Elliott. My money on
LES. You know what? You'd be broke. You'd be broke.
You're a smart woman.
That's for damn sure.
You're a smart woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever.
Now, come on with it.
Right,
10 good minutes.
Right, Mr. Elliott, like you said, 10 good minutes sponsored by DJ Sean Juan. All right, let me tell you something. First of all, got figured out. I am in the Chicago land area. Hanging out up here with Mr. Elliott and Sam. And it's been a good trip so far. But let me say this. There's something that I noticed yesterday. Why can't we act like we have sense? Why is it where every time black people get together, there's always got to be some nonsense? Now, let me tell y'all something. We went to a park yesterday to watch the fireworks, right? So it's this nice lake. Everybody's sitting around. You know, you're supposed to bring a basket. You're supposed to bring your little picnic basket and your blanket and stuff. You're supposed to sit there and watch the fireworks over this beautiful lake. They have a concrete pathway through the lake where people can walk and ride their bikes and do all this stuff. Tell me, why the hell did Negroes put their damn tents and their damn chairs and everything on the damn bike paths and people couldn't even walk on the damn paths? Why do we act like that? Why? I don't understand it. We're sitting here in the grass like we're
either.
Supposed to be. Well, we're sitting in the grass. And these Negroes, they in the middle of the bike path, people got to ride off in the dirt and fly off the path because they sitting there and they ain't going to move. I said, man, I wish I had a big-ass boy and I walked through that bro and knocked somebody out. That make no sense.
Well,
you know, would you ride
people
the bike? Would
no,
you
I
ride
the
bike?
Bike. Why? What difference
does
it make?
Okay, well, then you need to... But you need to be quiet, then, because it just bothers you.
Why? They are in the middle. That's like someone sitting their ass in the middle of a damn bike path. Get your ass on the grass. That's where you belong. That's
See, my sport. Point exactly. My point exactly. See, if you would go to where your people are more often, you wouldn't have all this stuff. Going on in your head. That's what happens when you get bougie and you don't know how to come on home and act like
I get bougie because
you know
Negroes are in the middle of the bike path. That's not
and
what
you
mean.
Point there. And when you leave, they're going to be doing that. When you leave, they're going to be doing that. When you come back the next time, they're going to be doing that. Why are you worried about it?
Yeah,
right,
you
know
point there.
I have a funny feeling that you would be one of those Negroes in the bike path.
First of all,
you would be one of those Negroes in the bike path.
And you would have looked crazy, and me and you would have had a little conversation. Yeah.
You and Mama
don't own it.
Why they looking at us?
You don't own it.
We can sit anywhere. We can sit anywhere we want to. Why they looking at us all crazy? We can sit where we want to. You and Momo B. In the middle of the bike
path. Because I would have said, this bougie blank, gonna come over here trying to tell us what to do in this blank. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so what about people, Miss Terry, what about people who are confined in wheelchairs? How about those people? They can't even get by because y'all able walking Negroes are in the middle of the bike path.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yes.
Well, there's another type. You know, you look crazy at them. See, I don't have problems like this. If I was in a wheelchair and they would move out of my way, I don't have issues like this. So, you know.
But my point, question to you is why do they even have to be in a situation like that? Why can't you just abide by the rules? Why we gotta act the way we do?
I don't know. But you'll be back next year, so.
The hell I won't. Here's the other thing.
Did you have fun?
Us. Yeah, it was no, it wasn't fun. Hell no.
Oh, it was?
Because they told us, now here's the deal. They told us that the fireworks still started dusk Okay, so let me ask you a question, Momo B. When someone says it does, what time is that usually?
When it gets dark? When the sun is setting. You can't have fireworks in the daytime. They don't do that. So if you want to say that dusk is 6 p.m., that is incorrect, especially in the summertime.
Your definition of dusk?
It's different. That's what I'm saying. In the wintertime, dusk would be around 6 when the sun is setting where you live. But in the summertime, dusk ain't here till like 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Okay.
If you want to see a firework show, they usually start at 9 o'clock. So I don't even know why somebody would say
9:30.
Yeah, I don't even know why they would say dusk.
So riddle me this. We're sitting by the lake waiting for the damn fireworks show. Every damn fireworks show the city is going off except for the damn lakes. We can look around and see everybody else's fireworks. And our damn, ain't nothing happening on that damn lake. Nothing. No.
So it's were the black people in charge of your song?
Well, that's the difference. See, I don't know. Maybe they hired a black dude because usually white people are in charge of that place. So maybe some brothers took over, and that's the reason why I was late.
What time did it start?
It started
at 10 o'clock.
No, that's all right. That's all right. That's
30
minutes late.
No, that's not all right. When they tell you to get there early, and it starts at dusk.
To get your seat. They tell you to get there early to get your seat.
Dusk is 8:30. It's not fucking 10 o'clock at night.
On your watch, it's 8:30. On Jay's watch, it's 8:30. On mine, it's 9:30. What?
You know what? I see right now that me and you are not going to get along today. I can see this happening right now. I see it.
Yeah.
So you know what? I'm prepared for you today. I'm going to put my body in the bathroom.
Be prepared. Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to fight.
Okay.
I'm tired of this nonsense.
You ain't going to down my people. I don't care. You ain't going to down my people.
We can do that type of stuff. Listen, here's another one. They had freaking handicapped parking spaces closer to the place so people who are handicapped can get out and go, get on the bike path, which has been blocked by Negroes. Now, give me this. Why are these young hip-hop junkers getting out of a van with a damn handicap thing on the rearview mirror? Parking got their music up like a barbecue, and so real people that's handicapped can't even get out their cars because these Negroes is parked in their spots.
Because they got mama them handicap plaque when they left.
This is the thing, Jay.
Run up on them, then.
What?
If you got a problem with it, run up on them. Ask them why they was parked there. Ask them, is anybody disabled here? If you have a problem with things, then address it. You won't be on this show today if you were to address it.
First of all, let me tell you something, Miss Terry. Let me tell you something. I don't know who you think. Hold on. You don't know me.
You don't know me either.
All right. I tell you what. On the other side of the break, we're going to take a break. I'm going to tell you a story about something I did here a couple of years ago. Let me tell you something. Y'all talking to the wrong one. I don't know where y'all think.
No.
Drink Kool-Aid. Let me tell you something. I drink hard liquor. I'm a clown. You don't want to see me in the wrong spot.
You drink 40?
You don't want to run into me in the wrong spot because I am a fool. I'm telling you right now.
Watch yourself. You don't want to run into me.
Don't let this radio pixie just fool your ass because I'm coming up on you. Pick yourself, fool. Take a minute. Sponsored by DJ DJ Extraordinaire. I'm telling you, if you are in the Chicagoland area, all you have to do is give them a call, 334-538-5739, 334-538-5739. DJ Sean Juan, DJ Extraordinaire. He was in Indianapolis last night bringing the house down for the 4th of July. He can be at your 4th of July extravaganza next year. Give him a call. He's the baddest boy on the planet. All right, so let's take a break. We'll be back. Kill me the question of the day. We'll tell you that. Plus, we have our wish, a lot coming up. Happy 4th of July weekend. No drinking and driving. Hope you guys had a great time with your families. We'll talk to you on the other side. You're listening to the Jay Ross Show Saturday edition on the TGRS Radio Network, online radio at its best.
You're in trouble.
And once again, we're at the Raggedy Studios of Mr. Elias,
no.
And there's nothing working around here.
You don't have nothing loaded. It's still loading.
That means there's something wrong. There's something wrong with BTR then, because this stuff has been in the board. This is ridiculous.
It's still loading. I'm telling you. I'm looking
okay,
at
fine,
it.
Okay,
fine.
Fine.
Stuff raggedy, Pastor.
Well, it is raggedy, but that's okay. Don't worry about it. Go to emergency break. Hold on 1 second. I'll tell you what, boy. Hey, let's play the Jeopardy music while we wait. Hi, all you new listeners. Welcome to the J. Ryle Show, the very professionally done J. Ryle Show. I'm here with
Jay's ass is on mute. And he don't have to talk no more. So he keeps on talking because he ain't got
no
more.
You know what I wonder? I wonder why he said it was BTR issues. But yeah, so he keeps trying to put you down, Mr. Elias. I don't get it.
Yeah,
why is that?
That's what I'm saying, Momo B. I don't get it either. And he knows
yeah,
that
you were
right. He can't do nothing about it. God,
Handle it.
Thank you. How about that? Nah. It's a very professionally done show because I got his ass on mute. That's the very professionally done show. Now, what you got to say to that, fat man with the leather coat? What you got to say?
Nothing to say.
If you bring your happy ass up here, you're going to go down. You're going to walk down with a limp. You can bring your happy ass up here if you want to. Come right back after this.
Refreshing, thirst quenching, chill kind of average and oldie but goodie, but it could never be the average. Guzzle it, sip it, let it flow. You know the seas. We're going to have a hell of a time with drinks like these. Where you need to be. Oh, na 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 na.
347-850-1272 is the number to call in. 347-850-1272 is the number to call in. You listen to the J. Ryle Show, and you listen to some of the very best in the biz, like with my girl, Miss Terry. Hey, Miss Terry.
Hey.
Hey, how's my girl, Miss Sister?
I'm doing great.
All right. You want to take a smoke break while you're there?
No, like, I wouldn't take a smoke break. My daughter in here. You know, I don't do that with you around. If it was nighttime, okay. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. What the hell is going on?
I'm just laughing about y'all. I'm just laughing at y'all. Y'all.
Y'all still got my girl Momo Beasy and the Hazy Machine. What's going on, Momo?
Funky fresh, dressed to impress, ready to party.
Right. Oh, my.
Wow.
Good Lord. Yes, Lord.
What a mess. This is a wrong show. 347-850-1272. All right, listen. Mr. Elias is back. We are in the house, and I owe old fat boy an apology because it's not really him per se, but we are in Mr. Elias' studios. But I'm not going to blame him. Let me tell you something, Momo B. I don't need you trying to step up for Mr. Elias either. Don't make me come to Florida and deal with your
Listen, it's not about what you need. I know you don't need me to do anything. It's about what's right and what's wrong around here.
Thank you.
Don't make me come down there and deal with you, because I will.
Come on down, Dip Blue.
I'm coming down with no drawers on either, just to show you that I mean business when I get there.
I surrender, baby.
You don't need visuals, thank you.
Hey, listen, you need a visual, because when was the last time you saw her up close?
What am I supposed to say?
Somebody, we don't need a visual. Yes, you do. You need one. You need one. That's a damn show. Christians need love, too, baby. Christians need love. Yes, you do, baby. Oh, wow. You and St. Clinton got together already? St. Clinton? Deputy Dog? What you doing? Sounds like y'all got y'all party started already.
Yeah,
Don't mess with me. Don't push me, because I'm close to the edge. Welcome in, everybody. I'm there. All right, listen, folks. Hope you guys had a great 4th of July weekend. Hope you guys are enjoying the weekend as we speak. Mr. Elias made some ribs. Let me tell you something. They good as hell. So between commercial breaks, I may be having some mic problems because I'm sure going to be knocking down some ribs. I'm not going to lie to you, man.
But we already know.
I'm glad you know. All right, look, it is time for the QOD, the question of the day. And the question is, it's a very simple one, too. The question is this: something that you wouldn't mind being addicted to. Everybody has problems in their lives, but there may be something out there that you may want to be addicted to. So that's it, 347-850-1272, to be curious to the question of the day. Something that you wouldn't mind being addicted to. Let me say this. You know how to roll big dog?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Name something that you wouldn't mind being addicted to? If you had to be addicted to shumption, the what?
Some
booty. Some,
some poo nana. I would love to put some poo nana.
Hey, you already addicted to that.
You asked. Some poo nana. I love it. Hold on, let me ask you a question.
Hold on. Let's break this down. Mm-hmm. When you talk about addiction, that means that, bruh, you cannot live without it. Come on, Mr. Elias. You know dang well that we can go without poop nanny. It ain't the most important thing in the world. Come on, dog.
It's not the most important thing in the world, but, hey, I'm addicted to it. You didn't say.
But you're not. Okay.
Okay.
That's not what addiction means, Mr. Elias.
What does it mean, Jay?
Addiction means that you are an addict, that you like you are a crackhead. You gotta have it all the time.
I gotta have it. I have some punani.
No, you don't. If you don't get no punani tonight, you're not gonna have a fit. You're not gonna break out in hives. You're not gonna. Come on, Mr. Elias.
Wait. You asked him what wouldn't he mind being addicted to. There are some that they're called sex addicts. That is a real problem. It's not
what I wouldn't mind being addicted to.
He's saying he want to be one. He wouldn't mind being a sex addict. So what's the problem?
What's the definition of a sex addict then, Momo B, since you know so much Dr. Momo B?
Somebody who has to have sex all the time. They have to have
Is that the clinical definition of it?
Go look it up. You act like it don't exist. That's what you just said. You told him that, no, you can live without it. There are some people who cannot. So he wouldn't mind being
one
of those people. That's all he
Are you one? Are you one?
No, I am not. I am not. Thank you very much.
Do you want to be one?
I wouldn't mind. I mean, I'm saying temporarily, maybe I could have that problem. I don't think I would like it long term, though, because, you know, I don't want to be all, you know, I take pride in the shape that I got, and I don't want it all stressed out. So, maybe.
Right then. Oh, my God. Jeez, Louise. Okay. All right. A sex addict. I'm looking up the definition of sex addicts. I want to know what it is. I hear this.
Go look it up.
It says, well, here it is. I'm going to read it to you. It's an item describing a person who reports being unable to control their sexual urges, behaviors, or thoughts.
That's what he wants.
Yeah, that's what I want.
So you want to be in a situation where you cannot control your sexual urges, Mr. Elias.
Whenever I want them like that, yes, I do. Yes.
Okay, so here's the definition of sexual desire. Is a motivational state and an interest in sexual objects or activities, or as a wish, need, or a drive to seek out sexual objects or to engage in sexual activities.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So do you fall into that category?
Yes, yeah. Thank you very much. Look, man.
Wow.
I told you. You're going to keep pushing this, but this is what that's my choice. I'm putting that in there.
Okay. You want to be a sex addict? You want to be addicted to sex?
I said that. Yes, I want to be addicted to sex.
That's what it is.
Wow. So if a person is addicted to sex, then apparently there has to be a place to go so you can become unaddicted to sex. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, rehab.
Yeah, rehab.
So
sex
what do they do in rehab?
They have sex rehab.
What do they do with sex rehab? Sex addict rehab. Just give me an example of an activity that they can do in
have a
sex. That's not an activity.
Yes, it is. Trust me.
I wonder what they do when you walk in these places. I'm a sex addict.
You know what black dude went to get rehab?
After.
Apparently, it's a problem. It's a problem. If you cannot control your sexual urges, that has to be tough. If you're all day long, your ding-dong is hard because, I mean, I got to get some. You know, you can't get no meat.
What about when you were 17? What about when you were 15, 16, 17? Could you control them, man?
I don't care about that,
When you were in class, did everything don't sound as get hard? When you were in class, you're like,
different. But that's different than standing in front of a room full of millionaires trying to convince them to buy something and your ding-dong sticking out. That's a whole different ballgame.
What?
Okay,
let's say that you're on a date with this guy. You meet him for the first time. He's nice. He's opened up your car door and all that stuff. You're like, oh, this is a nice guy. You look down, and he's at a tear chat. You're like, dang, what's up with this? His ding-dong was hard all night long. How would you feel about that? Mama B, you eat dinner, you look down, his ding-dong staring at you. How you doing? You go to the movie, you look over, his ding-dong staring at you. Hey, what's up?
No, I couldn't.
You go swimming?
No.
Y'all
swimming
in the pool? You
got
the pool? Your ding-dong is at you. Hey, what's up, baby?
I would feel uncomfortable on a date with a person like that that just stayed erect like that all through dinner. I would really feel uncomfortable. And that would probably be our last date after I test it out, of course. I've got to test it out, of course. But after that, it may be our last date.
She said May. It went from it is to it may be our last date. You never know.
But you know what? You know. What I would know is I ain't going out to dinner with him in public anymore, but he may could come over and swing by a couple of nights out of the week. So, hey, you got to work with it. You got to work with it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. 347-850-1272. You crazy. All right, Miss Terry. So now, since there's nothing wrong with being a sex addict, once again, they pick you up. Y'all go bowling. You look down. He looking at you like, hey, baby, bowling for dollars. You looking at his ding-dong sandwich, and he's talking to you. He's looking at your ass. Which that wasn't
that. So, you got something wrong with you.
That's not a problem for you?
That's more like a rapist.
That's more like what?
That's nasty. That's more like a rapist or something. I feel real uncomfortable. You already ready? Like.
But if you can't control your sexual desires and wants, then don't you think your ding dong will be hard all the time?
I don't know. Ask Ernest.
Well, who? Who's that?
he's up in the numbers. I don't know, man.
I don't know that guy. I've never
been around people like men like that. I mean, when you get into the mood, but we just get in the car and you are, that's crazy.
This is unfair. Too, by the way, since we're talking about this, why is it that guys have to have a ding-dong sandwich sticking out there versus a female? You don't know what's up with her. How you know she all aroused? What's the telltale sign? Because she winking at your ass? That ain't fair.
There's no tell sign. I mean, there's really nothing. If you know how to hide it, but.
Okay, what are you hiding? That's what I'm trying to find out. What are we hiding?
But I'm trying to put myself in that position, and I've never been in the position of walking up on somebody and then bam, you know. I don't understand that, so.
But Ms. Elias wants to be a sex addict, and I'm telling you, sex addicts have problems. And so I wouldn't want to walk around all the time thinking about you know, tacos, fish tacos all day. I can't do it. You can't even sleep right. Like, dang. You walk by, hi, this is Miss Terry. Miss Terry, hi, I want to introduce you to my colleague, Mr. Elias. How you doing, baby? I'm doing fine. Can you let go of my hand? you smell good. Mm-mm-mm. Boy, that dress looks good on you, girl. Dang, Mr. Elias, you okay? Oh, I'm fine, baby. Mm-mm-mm-mm. That's a crazy thing. Oh, that's okay. But still, that's wants to be a sex addict, that's all right. What about you, sister? Would you mind being a sex addict?
And look,
sweat.
You know what? Let me put myself on mute.
Yeah, put yourself on mute because you know you're crazy. Something wrong with you anyway. All right, so before we go to break, Rich Sister, give me something that you wouldn't mind being addicted to, baby.
Food.
She said food, okay.
Food.
Well, Jay already addicted to that. He can relate. Go ahead.
Shut your ass up. So anyway, being addicted to food means you're going to gain weight, Rich Sister.
That's
you're sad.
Well.
You said
something
I
have to, my something have to. Something I have to try to get control of. I can't think of nothing else.
But let me ask you a question. How is St. Clinton going to be able to pull your pants down and your big son? He can't pull them big grandma drawers down if you eating too much. I mean, you know, you try to be all, he try to date me, and I love you, but I can't hold you because you eat too much. Every time I want to kiss you, you got tacos in your mouth. You got damn, you know, breadsticks in your mouth. You can't, come on, that's too much. Too much. So we have a sex scene and a food scene. Oh my God, folks, we're rolling now. I can't wait to hear what else we have on the show. All right, Rick, we're going to somehow take a break. 347-850-1272 J Rod Show Saturday Edition. We'll be right back after this. I'm going to work.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Misty, I'm going to start with you. I'm going to ask you a couple of things, and you tell me whether it's freaky or not freaky. Are you ready?
I'm listening.
I'm so ready for this. I am so ready.
Here's scenario number one. You're standing on your bed, butt naked, with your hands against the wall, and someone is pouring champagne down your back and it's sliding between your booty cheeks. So you can see it. So you call that freaky or not freaky, baby?
Can we put a tart on that? Girl, I would drink that out of the crack of your ass. Don't think I would.
Oh my God.
Crystal and the pistol, okay?
Oh my God.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
The doctor told us that we should let you work it out in your own sweet time, but Ricky, you can walk.
What'd you just say?
He's telling you the truth, man. It's all in your head.
You sick, sons of bitches. Don't you put that on us! You are not paralyzed!
I am so paralyzed!
No, no, no!
Rough on him now.
No, he needs to know.
Okay.
He's always crying.
Tough love it is, tough love. Wake up, idiot!
You want to know what I am? You want to see what my life is?
Don't do it.
You want to see what's going on here?
Don't you stick that knock in your leg.
Stop!
Well, I run it.
Yo, 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 the Saturday edition of the J-Ron Show continues. Here's the game.
Live.
347-850-1272 is our call number, 347-850-1272, 4th of July weekend. Hope you guys had a great time doing whatever you do on the 4th of July weekend. Glad that you guys also are checking back in with us. And, you know, usually people are traveling during the 4th of July weekend. So, anyway, tune in when you can. We love that you're here hanging out with us, as always. Kelly, the question of the day is something that you wouldn't mind being addicted to. And so far, we have a sex addict and a food addict. Now I'm really getting down to the business because I want to talk to Ms. Terry. And I want to find out what her ass wouldn't mind being addicted to. I think if you guys listen to the show, you automatically know what it is. But if you're a first-time listener, I think that, I think we do. But if you are a first-time listener,
then you don't.
I want people to really know us.
Okay.
So, Ms. Terry,
mm-hmm.
if you could be addicted to something.
Yes, Lord.
Besides me, baby. What would you mind being addicted to, girl?
Money, 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 money. Hey.
Well, see, that's no surprise. Money. That is no surprise whatsoever. None.
That is. I'll have an orgasm on a lot of money any time of the day. Hear me? Any time of the day. I'm just saying.
You nasty.
Wow.
Judge me all you want to. Judge me all you want
to. But see, we already know this. Because I remember somebody saying something about a BMW. Oh, really? Oh, wait a minute. He drives a BMW? We already know this about you. This is nothing
new.
No,
it doesn't even matter. It doesn't really matter about what kind of car man drives. Because I'm in California. And that's a lot of, especially black men, they drive really nice cars and ride up on a shack. That's nothing. That's nothing. Or ride up in their mama's house. That's not
Wait a minute. What's wrong? Hold on. Let me ask you a question. This guy is trying to save money for the future, right? What's wrong with him living in a shack? What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with him living in a shack.
Ain't
nothing wrong at all.
Other mama B. Yes, it is. It's something wrong with it.
I don't understand.
I don't think she's just saying, like, it's okay if he's just up at his dad or if he's over at his mama's house. But she's saying, like, he's at his mama's house. He's not.
Wait a minute, hold on, who is that?
I just want to know what happened. You know, I just really want to know what happened. But we were talking about something else, so let me not break up the momentum. But, you know, I
yes,
really want to know what happened.
Because I know you do.
Yeah, I know you want to. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I want the autopsy reports. Okay, no. But anyway, thank you, Dr. Prince, once again for jumping in and answering the question. We weren't talking to your ass. So, Miss Terry.
Yeah.
Mama Beezy in the Heezy. I thought you were saying that there's a problem. If a guy drives a BMW, nice car, nice guy, he lives in a two-bedroom apartment, nothing wrong with that. Why should he live in a two-bedroom apartment? What if he lives in his mama's house and he still got a damn bank account with six digits? What about that? What's wrong with that?
What if his mother wants him to stay there? At that point in time, he's a selfish bastard. He should be on his own.
Why is he selfish?
You know what? It all depends on why he's in his mother's house. If the mother is old and she's disabled or something like that, he wants to stay with his mom until whatever. But it all depends on the reason why he's there. So, of course, you just shoot that out there. We got to understand the reason. So do you have a reason you want to add before we answer this question?
Really?
Oh, what's your mother baby? You're a radio professional. Would you like to be more clear, get some clarity on the question, Terry, before we answer? What's the broadcast school? I take it overnight online. Go ahead, girl.
I can't stand it.
Yes, you can. You're a damn liar.
I can't stand it. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. You want to jump my balls, don't you, baby? Yes, you do.
I only come here for Momo B and Elliot and everybody else.
Thank you, girl. Thank you, Miss Chair.
You operator.
I prayed on that. Miss Terry knows she loved me. Miss Terry said she'd give one of her lives for me if I only had one left. She said she'd jump in front of a bullet.
If I was on my deathbed and I was dying anyway, I'd jump in front of a bullet. But Jesus himself would have to say, you get ready to go. Okay. But... I'd have to think about that. You need to stop all of you to step in front of you.
Hmm? I know you're not talking. I saw that damn picture of you in Caliwood on the damn red carpet. It looks like two of Caliwood's could have gotten your damn dress, so leave me alone, Rick sister. Leave me alone.
No, you didn't.
Sponsored by Tito. Vodka.
Don't bring it here.
What you trying to say, Jay? A really big butt. Some ladies like big booties.
I want to make them look like a female. Hold on. I'm not saying you.
I'm not saying you, Jay. I'm just saying like, you know, good times. What's his name? Good times, big booty. With that kind of time. No, that's not cute. Let me just get you straight on that.
Okay, please do. I thought you were trying to call me feminine. Look, don't get mad at me because I was Terry Riley back in the day. Don't get mad at me because I was Terry Riley back in the day. Because I was looking good
you
back
wish.
Then. Y'all know I was. Y'all know
but
I was looking good.
But what about today, though? You always talk about back in the day. You need to talk about today, the present, the now.
What's wrong with you?
You look like Teddy Roosevelt.
Elias is not going to lie for you.
Come on.
Come on, Elias. No, he's not going to lie for you.
He's not. Let's tell the deal. Tell these women that I'm the man. Tell them.
I'm agree with Rich's sister. She say you're like Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, wow.
Well. Yeah.
The church is
the question of the day, 10 minutes after the hour, is if you need to be addicted on something, tell us something that you want to be addicted to. And so Rich Sister said, fool with a greedy ass, not yet, because I'm going down to the lineup. Thank you very much. Rich Sister, greedy ass, said food. Miss Terry said, talking about she addicted to money.
Mr.
A said he's a sexomatic, sexomatic. So Dr. Prince's Odia, Dr. Prince's Ernest is gone. I'm calling in Odia, is called in. So Dr. Prince's Odia, there's something that you would not have been addicted to.
I'm going to say sex.
10 words or less.
I just said it.
Talking.
I said sex. Yeah.
Yes. You said what?
See, that's what you guys were talking. Isn't that some funny out of table terror, baby? Sex. Sex. I would
sex.
Not mind being
what?
Addicted to sex.
Sex?
Oh, we went through this already. You know what? You're right. You know, you are right. You are right, Miss Terry. This girl's a freak.
What?
She don't love
I
nobody.
I told you she was a freak back in the day. I told you Princess Odia was a freak. Now, she might be
a
freak.
Hey,
girl,
look,
girl,
I
said
I said every... Now, listen, I've done shows on this. No, it's very
intrusive,
though. No, no, no.
She don't want nobody.
The freak don't
she
have to be
No,
don't
oh, no, I don't. Listen.
She don't
dance. We'll have to say this. We'll have to say this. I say to women, you should be, if you want to be that classy woman that you are. And if you,
you
have a
freak.
Man, if you have a man, then you and don't sit up and not do the things that you want to do because you're thinking you're going to go to somebody else on it. Do you.
Wow.
And be a freak.
Ooh.
For your man.
Ooh,
yes,
yeah.
For your man.
You
I don't bite my tongue for that. And be a classy woman. But being a freak for your man doesn't mean that you a hoe. It's me and
you
freak for your man doesn't mean that you have no class
dance.
For yourself.
Princess,
most
we didn't call
women.
You a hoe. We said a freak.
I know. No. I'm just freaking it down, baby. I'm so secure in my... Hey, look, I'm so good. I say it all the time. And when you talk to young ladies,
I invite them.
Hey, look, honey, do you? Do
what
you?
Say, oh, go, honey. If you said boo boo,
wait, don't be bragging.
What did she say? What did she say? She was addicted to
sex.
No, I'm not
sex.
Addicted to anything. I'm not addicted to anything.
No, that's the question.
If you would know, the question is if. You could be addicted. If you would
I
be.
I know the question, boo boo. I've been here.
I know she's
here. What was your answer, though? What was your answer?
Okay, first of all, if you're addicted to something, I'm addicted to nothing, okay? Second of all, except
that's
love. Well, I will say I'm addicted to love.
You're not addicted to nothing, Princess? Nothing.
No.
You don't have a favorite candy bar. You don't have a favorite line of chips.
Oh,
yes.
Wait.
She got a favorite candy bar.
It comes in a nickel bag.
I have things that I do, I may do consistently, but I'm not, it doesn't mean I am addicted to it. Like, it's a habit it's something that I do. I do something. Like, I drink coffee every day. Or maybe I'll have tea, but I drink some type of caffeine in my day. But there are days that I even forget about doing it, and I don't do it. But it's something that I do more often than not. That's all. And there are some things that I love
weed?
To do.
About
I'm not addicted
about
to weed.
Weed.
No, I'm not addicted.
What about weed? You're not addicted?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not addicted to it. If I don't have pain for a week or if I just don't, I could go a week, 2 weeks, whatever, 3 weeks. and don't even think about it. So, no, I'm not addicted to it.
So,
I do what I do when I do because I want to do it. So that's just that.
So,
but no, I mean, I'm addicted.
So you smoke weed because you got pain? What you saying?
That's how it started.
That's what
you're
saying.
Now there's a mixture.
Now it's a mixture.
It's few and far between. But because it was initially ignited to get off, to stop dealing with pharmaceutical drugs because I don't like addiction. And I didn't want to deal with the pharmaceutical drugs, so that's how it started.
So now you do it for pleasure too, right?
What did you say now?
Okay, you're like, okay. All right, I understand. So you do it for pleasure too. Okay, I understand. I understand.
Yeah, because I do it for pleasure too. I just say I try to think of cannabis.
But my pleasure may be a cup of tea, the actual cannabis tea, because I buy tea balls and put it in my little tea ball and have it
really
and just
high.
Relax. Wonderful after
look
a hot bath.
Both of y'all. One make brownies, one make tea.
I'd rather have a tea ain't gonna do nothing for me.
Crazy ass. 347-8501-272 is our call number. Saturday edition of the J-Rock. So, Security, the question of the day. Something that you wouldn't mind being addicted to. So far, we have two sex addicts, a money addict, and a food addict on the damn show. That's a hell of a combination right
there.
Said
it yet.
Well, hold up. I'm not a food addict. Am I talking to you?
Yeah.
Who said that?
Who told you that?
Yeah, I'm funny. Everybody's comedian. So, Momo B, tell me something that you wouldn't mind being addicted to. Angel dust.
Are you finished? Really?
If you want to ride a white horse.
Okay. Can I answer that? I don't want to interrupt you. You can, radio personality or professional.
Yeah, go ahead on, Jay London. Yes. Answer the question.
All right. Well,
Jay, get it in.
First, I was going to say my number one was money. Same thing as my sister. Money. I would not mind being addicted to money. Not at all. That means I want more and more and more, and I could never get enough, and I'll do what I have to do to get it. I wish I had that problem. So I wish I had a problem. But since Ms. Terry said it already, I have a backup, plan B, like I always have. So another thing that I wouldn't mind being addicted to is the gym. I wish I had the urge to go to the gym 5 times a week, like I see some people
say every day.
No, I said the urge. I wish I had the urge to do get up and go 5 times a week. I wouldn't mind being addicted to working out, going to the gym,
you know,
go home, eat, go to the gym, live, sleep, go to the gym, next day, gym.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind having that problem. I would not. I wouldn't mind being addicted to going to the gym.
You know, I saw this thing on Brian Gumbel's Real Sports Today, and it's these women that they're addicted to the gym, and they look like men. Their bodies were built like men.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, my God, what is wrong with these women? But, you know, it depends on how you want your body to look, I guess.
Hey, so instead of you having tatas, you have two big bricks on your damn chest, hard as hell. Is that what you want, Mama Me?
First of all,
she's not gonna look
fluffy,
like
fluffy.
That.
It all depends what you work out
fluffy.
On and what exercises some of you use. I could go to the gym 5 days a week and not do chest exercises. I could just be working on my abs or my butt muscles. So if I was addicted to exercise, I wouldn't be so focused on. I'm getting my tatas, not substitute my tatas for a break, because I don't want that. But if I had my own addiction, please, my addiction. So we all know, plenty of times that I would like the bones in my butt. So that's what my addiction would be, going to the gym and working on my ass. So that's what I would be focused on.
Thank you very much. That's my addiction.
I can see it now, man. Smack on the ass and break your damn head. Damn, what the hell is that? Hey, girl. Hey, look here, you got to mix it up, Momo, because you can't be walking around nice and fluffy up top and walking around like a damn horse at the bottom. You gotta mix it up.
Listen, so first of all, J-Rowell, don't tell me about working out, because I know I've been to the gym way more than you.
Hold on, girlfriend.
You can't break down the numbers. You can't break up. Okay, let me rephrase that in the past 10 years. Okay, second of all, you see how he stopped, right? Thank you. I forgot. My bad. I know you could be in the Army. I'm not talking about in 1954. I'm talking
Thank
about...
Thank you.
Oh, you got
Well, before everybody's time on this show.
Anybody ask you nothing, Curly Tops? You're not even supposed to be here, so shut your ass up.
So, that is that. I know I got to mix it up, but I don't have to do chest muscles to make my breast turn into bricks. I don't have to do those exercises 5 times a week. That's what I'm saying. I know what to do. It's my addiction. I got this, boo.
Hold on, let me ask you something. Between you and Rich Clifton, who got the biggest tatas?
No, you didn't.
You must be drinking something, Jay.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
First
of all, I don't know how big Rich Clifton's tatas are. I don't have no idea.
Oh, you and Rich Clifton said, let me tell you something, girl. Your tatas ain't bigger than mine, baby. She said, I highly doubt that.
No, I wasn't talking to her. I was talking to you about somebody who ain't had nothing yet. You sound like you had plenty.
Hey, look here, Rich Sister. Let me tell you something. Don't bring it here. Don't bring it here, okay? Don't bring it here, all right?
Don't you bring it here.
You need it alone. All right, 317-8. Oh, my God. Did you need a question or something that you wouldn't mind being addicted to? Let me tell you.
Why can't we let you get to you?
You get to me right now, baby.
My guess would be Hennessy.
Get to the Hennessy.
What did she say?
It's just some out of Hennessy.
My guess would be Hennessy.
You can't even spell Hennessy. How about that? I wish I was addicted to?
Weight Watchers?
I wish I was addicted. I wish.
Wow.
That I was addicted.
The cows that can supply your leather jacket.
I wish that I was addicted to the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what I wish.
Wait, and you talk about me. I thought we were going to say something funny.
Listen. Jay is lying.
That's not funny.
Jay is lying.
I'm not lying. I wish that I was addicted to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Callie Wood, do you think Jay is lying?
I know he's lying. You know how
Thank
he's
you.
Lying? He's lying. You know how he's lying? Because you know why? Because I got magic. I got the magic of the lie. You know, J-Rock, you know how much I love you, right? But you know right
now.
No, I don't
know.
You trying to play up. I just woke up. My 5th anniversary. I just spent 5 years on the air today. I want to say thank you.
Congratulations,
Doc. For lying.
Congratulations. Mr. Ellis, play a ball strike.
Yeah, that's gonna get through all kind of stuff. All right, yeah, if I can get it in here, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what, J-Rock? You know you're lying, J-Rock. Now, J-Rock, can I just ask you one question?
Here we go. Hold on. And what scripture is that there, Miss Marty Pants? Do you even know the Bible? Leave me the hell alone.
You're going to have a visitation tonight.
You know what?
I'm telling you right now.
Y'all don't understand. Y'all don't understand. Yo, Jay, what y'all don't understand is y'all about to make. I've seen other sides of Richmond, okay? But you don't understand. Y'all would ask, how do we get along with Richmond's attention? Me, you don't understand. Me and Richmond are on the same playing level. You understand?
I know.
You don't want. They come to play. I'm at you.
Yeah, she's a closet religious person. I bet she'd go to any strip club on the West Coast on a good night, catch her ass there with a fist full of dollars. She ain't fooling me. She ain't fooling me. Jesus. Except on Tuesday nights when it's time for Big Thunder to roll his ass on stage. She ain't fooling me. She ain't fooling me at all. You can fool them. The rich sister, hey, that's why they call her rich sister. She has a bag full of dollar bills, y'all. Yeah.
You know what? I'm not co-signing none of that. I'm not co-signing none of that because
hey, man. How long are these beans been out, bro? You need these beans out all night? How long are these beans been out?
All night. I'm trying to
oh, damn. I can't eat those. All right, 3.785.
What?
I meant some barbecue beans on the stove. Oh, that don't look good.
I'm professional.
Hey, the case what you can't
eat. Yeah, he wants to be addicted to Jesus Christ. Wow.
That's
no,
right.
No, I heard
that's
that.
Right.
I heard that.
That's
man.
Right.
I mean, I didn't say his mess. I'm just saying, he's crazy.
Now, hold on. I know you're talking. You do not have any relationship with the man. So go somewhere and sit your ass down.
First of all, you don't know what kind of relationship
thank
I got with
well,
him.
Well, tell us
you
here.
Don't know
we're
nothing.
Ears.
You don't know
we're
what.
All ears.
I'm saying I want to break it down to you. I just say you don't know
what
you I got.
How you
play
today?
You don't
you
know
today?
What I got. Yes, I sure did. I sure did pray. Yes, I did.
There's a prayer.
Pray.
God, please.
I said,
let the police officer see me run that real life.
God,
God, please.
I said, God, if this lady, if this lady.
Put on that leather jacket.
No, I said, dear God, if this lady say another word to me, I'm going to have to please let her stop talking to me right now. It's a prayer.
Yeah.
It is, and I did. I did say it. Somebody had to calm me down because the lady was really getting on my nerves. And I did say a prayer about it because I have to do that from time to time to control myself. Thank you.
You won't
have mercy.
I did.
Joker said, I prayed. I prayed the sinner's prayer. God, please don't let me knock this out.
I did. Yes, to make me better.
Jesus.
And that's what you're supposed to pray about.
And nobody
is
as
well as other people. I prayed about my control, about my own self. Shoot. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm glad.
And I do that.
Don't get mad at me because I want to be a Christian. I want to be devoted.
No, I'm not
don't
mad.
Mad at me.
I'm not mad at all.
Okay, I just want to make sure
you
understand that.
That's what you want to be addicted to? That's what you can be addicted to.
So
all
wrong with
that.
Understanding.
You know,
well,
we welcome both you and your stomach into the fold. So we ain't mad.
Uh-oh.
So, once again, you're running your mouth, and I saw those pictures of you on the red carpet with that big-ass flowery dress on. Don't mess with me, sister. On the red carpet, you're going to be wearing some fly stuff, not
y'all
your damn church dress. Not your church dress on the damn red carpet. No, you want to wear some fly gear. Kelly, you want to some fly gear to wear on the damn red carpet. Not a church stuff. You can't wear that on the red carpet.
Let me tell you something. First of all, rich sister is rich sister on me. So that's her style, and she was
flying
out my
style. She can't be looking like Carol Brady on the damn runway. You got to hook her up. She had a church dress on. I'm like, are y'all at church or are y'all at an event? Well, talk to me. What's going on here?
I think you're just hating. But you know what? Rich,
right.
I think Rich
sister
looked great. Mo, B, yo, you guys.
She looked great, and she was going to the 7 p.m. sunrise service. She looked fine. She's good.
Excuse me. Wait. Callie Wood, my dear, what were you saying? Mama B, what?
I said Mama B. Did not Rich sister look beautiful on the red carpet?
I didn't see it. I'm trying to go there now since Jay is talking about stuff.
Don't look at it. Carrie doesn't have a church dress.
Uh-oh. Okay. St. Clement in the chat
dress,
room,
yes
Jay.
No?
Hey,
what?
Hey, St. Clinton in the chat room said, Jay, just trying to upset me, so that I will call in to defend Rich's sister, but she can handle that little boy herself. LOL.
Oh,
you
can't see. Hey, sister,
oh,
damn, St.
Clinton,
as soon as I get home from work, sit your baby face ass down, St. Clinton. Nobody's talking to you. I want that thing. Go ahead and sing the song.
Oh, shoot. That was a jam.
Yeah. No. Yeah. We're having fun. On a beautiful weekend. Let me leave St. Clinton alone. Don't make me call in now. Let me talk about our woman. Anyway, during the break, is that on our show page, our Facebook page? Is it on our Facebook page? I think it is. Go to our Facebook page and look at that dress that Rich sister has on. You tell me, is that a cocktail dress or is that a sunrise service dress? I would love to get your responses. She looks like she belongs in church. Easter Sunday. All right, look, just trying to take a break. We're going back after this. I'm not going to hate. I'm going to participate and congratulate and emulate. And whatever else.
I know you're going to dig this.
Hey, yo, what up, what up? It's Kel Spencer, the Brooklyn Spartan. It's your boy, Dennis Lucky Taylor.
We have the one and only Garage. And
I'm here. I'm so happy to be with you. Thank you very much. You guys are hungry. I want to cook for you.
Tony Woods will be in the house tonight.
Ain't no knock-knock who there, you know. Knock-knock who there. I got a doorbell, man. What you ringing? What you knocking on the door for, sucker?
Yeah, whenever I'm in Houston, H-Town, Texas, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to the Jerry Ed Show. Man, them jokes will kill you.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Monica Blair, all the way from Detroit.
When I'm chilling at the crib, just doing what I do, I'm listening to the Jay Ryle Show.
Please believe it. What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and when I'm in my hotel room, all by myself, and my batteries have gone dead.
Excuse me. Oh, no, he didn't.
What are you talking about, man?
I tuned into Jay on the Jay Ryle Show.
Rewind. Fine. You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Try a few more times, then try after.
girl. And just when my will was lost and all hope seemed set free, I remembered my mom's face and her telling me, if you wanted to have a baby, hold fast and believe. You can make it, honey, baby. You can be what you see. All you gotta do is try, then try once again, then try a few more times, then try not to. Stumble and fall, but with a lot of faith and the same amount of effort, I can withstand it all. I've done seen some things now, yeah, and been a few places. I'm now enjoying the beautiful world and the many new faces. I say, if you wanted to have a baby, hold fast and believe, you can make it happen, baby. You can be what you see. All you gotta do is try, then try once again, then try a few more times, then try after this. If you wanted to have a baby, if you wanted to have a baby, if you wanted to have a baby, if you wanted to have a baby.
Can you believe it, yo? The third final set of the J-Rouse
show
is here.
Point blank, it is what it is.
No
fellas,
make it do what it do, yo.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Say hello to my little friend!
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
Weather!
347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Welcome back to the third set of the J-Rob Show. It's time to tell you folks what's coming up here on the network. All-time central is whoever else make all that damn noise. Get your damn mic. All right, folks, listen. All-time's our central. Tomorrow morning, starting tomorrow morning, I should say, the Serious Side of the J-Rob Show, 9 a.m. right here on the network. Stop in and check us out. It's a great conversation with me, Dr. Prince and Lil D, and Mr. L.E.S. and Jerome Esprit from EspritRadio.net. On Wednesdays, it is the Wednesday edition of the J-Rob Show, the Who's Who edition. Stop in and hang out with me, Mr. L.E.S., Dr. Prince and Lil D, Momo BZ, and the He's, and the first big sister, and Miss Terry is always in the house. Who's cooking? Can you please reach your mic? Thank you very much. Mr. L.A.S. Father, who the hell that is. All right, so listen, coming out Thursday night, it is the True Brothers Development Show with Dr. Princess O'Day, the Queen of Inspiration, 7 o'clock p.m. Friday night, it is Ladies First Radio with Montula Donna, Dr. Princess O'Day, and Rich Sister. Step in, check them out. 7 o'clock on a Friday before you hit the clubs, check out the ladies. And, of course, every Saturday, we're right here. It's the Big Show. Be Mr. L.A.S. Doc, I'm sorry, not Dr. Princess O'D, but Momo Beezy and the Heezy, Rich Sisters in the house, Miss Terry and Vanessa's in the house as well. So come on out and hang out with us. It should be a fun time right here on the network. All right, look, County Wood, what's happening on the County Wood Network, girl?
Well, Mr. L.E.S., Mr. J. Rob, and everybody else on the TGRS Network, we are now on a summer hiatus. We will be back live September 19, 2014. We did our final anniversary show today with Lonell, Ernest Hart Jr. from the Jeffersons. We also had my boy Maurice from Moheat Magazine. We just put it down. So join us September 19th. You won't hear me on the radio, but you'll see me on the red carpet on www.thecalloway.com. Hi.
Okay, that's good. All right, so Rich Sister, talk to us, baby.
Well, if you need any info about me, about thoughts, vision, there's one place and one place only for you to go. That's what I like to call my one-stop shop. You can check out my website, www.jackieap.com. Once again, www.jackieap.com. Check it out.
Thank you very much. Mama BZ in the Heezy. Hey, girl.
Hey, boy. The explosion featuring the evolutionary Momo B is on every Friday night at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. You know, if you want some laughs, get your little drinking curse on, come on over. The door is always open to anybody who want to come show up and show out. Ow!
She said, get your curse and drink on. Man, that was a mic problem.
Come on over to my place.
Oh,
yes.
Come on and go with me, baby.
Can you do that,
baby? All right, baby? Yeah, can you do that, baby? Hey, Rich, I mean, Miss Terry, can you tell us about the missing the children thing that you're doing with Ernest? Well, we have the first line, Miss Terry. So she's
hello.
Right, so we'll,
you just go to ErnestRadioNetwork.com and click on the note card, and you will see all the missing people that we have, and kids and adults that we have put up for the last month or so. And that's all you need to do. Just go over there and pray for them, and hopefully we can get some kids back home soon.
And Ms. Terry, can you tell us about the Imani,
I'm doing one a mobile bee. Yes, my daughter. I'm doing a fundraiser for my daughter. She's going to be going in a year to Special Olympics, and you know it's a cost. And I want to sponsor two more children because a lot of parents with special needs, their money. You know, it's hard to manage your money and get what they get. And a lot of the kids from special needs or the young adults are living on their own by themselves. So they are going, and a lot of times they're being sponsored or whatever. So I really want to help. My daughter is probably going to be doing track and swimming. And all the money goes to her and to help other kids, like maybe if they need new T-shirts or if a child needs track shoes. And he's living by himself and nobody around can do it, I can donate the money to get him some shoes. So her teacher is a coach, so she's been telling me a lot that's going on, and so that's what I'm doing. So far we have $120, and my biggest donor is Momo B. She donated $100 the other day, and so she made me cry. So yes, so just go there. You don't have to be a big baller like Momo. You can do $10, but however big your heart is, you just know that it's going to be going straight to the kids. So,
that's it.
And it's at GoFundMe, and her name is Imani, I-M-A-N-I. Her last name is Kendall, K-E-N-D-L-E. If you put Imani Kendall in the search on GoFundMe.com, you'll find her page. And also, I put a link in Jay's show page. So.
Oh, well, thank you. That's good stuff.
I'll get connect with you later because I want to get your email so they can go on our corporate page.
Okay.
All right, cool. All right, well, there you go. Momo B, big spinner. What I want to know is, all of a sudden, Momo B is starting to get into some money. How the drug business is doing pretty good nowadays, huh? I mean, that joint, you can spend money on left and right. She paid for the damn Las Vegas trip. She buying stuff for special needs. What else are you going to do? So
no,
you know.
That's why I need to be addicted to money, because I keep just giving it away. And I want to
get
more back. I want to give it away.
Look,
that's my problem. Listen, look, I already got a problem spending it. I want a problem getting it.
Hey, hold on. What the hell is this?
Yes,
right, well,
yes.
I'm glad.
Yeah,
I'm glad
you
didn't
have no idea. Money is money. You know what? I'll tell you this about me and Mumble B.
What?
I spend a lot of money, and I like to support people whatever they are doing. And the reason why I do it is because I could die tomorrow. And, not saying that my kids don't need my money. What I'm saying is that my thing in life is to help others. That has always been my thing. Usually I help them by, you know, fighting for them or, cursing somebody out for somebody else. But I also help people by giving. And if you grew up and was raised and know what it is not to have, that's where my giving come from, because I know what it was not to have, and I don't ever want to see anybody I'm associated with wanting or needing anything. That's where I'm at in my life right now.
Great place, Momo. I gotta commend you for that, dear. Gotta commend you, definitely. That's a hell of a thing to do, and I'm about to go in and make my donation now. Yep.
Yeah. You have to do donations. That's good stuff. You know, I tell you what, that's some beautiful stuff right there. But like I said, I still don't know where you get all this money from, but I guess you'll tell us one day. I'm like, you still got money. Giving out money, Momo B. Well, hey, hello, say hello to our top voter, Momo B. I'm like, damn, what the hell's going on around here? I was shocked. Mm-hmm. All right, so 347-851-272. Go to the show page, our Facebook page. That information should be there. Yeah, we're going to put my money into. Let me tell you something. Me and Mr. LES, I helped out a lot of people on BTR Radio. I mean, we're talking hundreds and hundreds of dollars. It's like, okay, let me slow. Am I getting a tax write-off for this or what? I mean, my goodness. So, but she's one of ours. This chair is one of ours. So, Priscilla, we got to step up to the plate.
I'm about to step up to the plate now.
Let me tell you what.
Yes, baby.
And you know what? What got me with Momo B, she called me. She was putting it on there while, you know, I wasn't even looking. But there's people, I have family in Sacramento that have never even met my daughter. Don't even care if she exists. And I don't even, you know, I've never met Momo. She's my sister, but it's like, oh, my God, you know, like people just give and not, you know, because I have family, a rich family here that has nothing to do with me, that care less if they help me or not, you know, because they would think, oh, she don't really need it, you know. That's how your family, because your family is the last people that, your real family is sometimes the last people that you can ask for anything. So,
and that's sad.
You know, yeah. And so my thing is, I'm going to help my daughter, and I'm going to help somebody else.
Hold on, girlfriend.
Huh?
We are real family. You better change your
family.
That's what I'm saying.
I finally have an actual family on this radio, and that's how I feel. Even though I really don't like you, Jay, I love you to death. I really do. As family. You know?
And don't start, let me tell you something, don't start crying, because I can hear your voice. Let me cry. If you're going to be a gangster, be a gangster. You got to be a gangster.
Gangsters cry. Gangsters drop a little tear here or there. Gangsters do that, honey. Don't get it twisted.
All right, baby. When I get back to Houston, I'm going to definitely take care of you. Listen, folks, do what you can. You know, the bottom line is that we know a lot of people listen to this show in archives. So, you know, hopefully you listen to it before the event kicks off. But anyway, she has the information on the show page. We're going to do what we can to help. Because, you know, that's what it is. That's what it's all about. You know, so thank you. From the bottom of all our hearts. 347-851-272. Let me ask y'all a question. If you got a plate of food laying out right, if somebody walks by and farts, does that not get on your food?
Does that what?
Does that not get on your food? I had a plate of ribs laid out. Mr. Ellis walks by this nasty ass and passed gas right by my damn plate. You can't
who
tell me.
Who did that to you?
Mr. Elliott did that.
Hey, lying. Why you lying? Why you lying, man?
He won't buy. He said, he won't buy.
I don't believe Elias did that.
Yeah, he did. He won't buy.
I would not do that. He's lying.
Yeah, he did, you nasty rat. He won't buy. I said, back at you. And everybody knows what
well,
that
you know
means.
What? You know what?
What?
You know, what? Wait, first of all, Jay, did you eat the food?
I put it back in the microwave. It was too good.
Yeah, let's go back to that question. Let's go back to that question and ask what Jay is addicted to. Food, huh? You ate that food.
It was gay. It was the ribs. I mean, you know, I put it in the microwave to get the fart juice off of it because I can't throw the ribs away.
That's nasty. You are nasty.
Yeah,
and
right.
I wouldn't even tell nobody that. Neither. First of all, what I think is that's good for you because that time when you farted in that little boy's face, that's
yeah,
how you're
going to
pay
back. Why you put my business in the street?
That was your payback.
Why
you know, karma finally catching up to you. Amen. And now,
so that means y'all agree that fart vapors can get on your food if you happen to be in the same room with fart vapors
are
going down.
Yeah, I agree. And I wouldn't have ate it. Damn a microwave. I'm not eating it. I would have got me some more. That would have went straight to the garage.
Yeah, I
would have
threw that away right today.
I would have threw that away. Bam. Real quick.
See, your real addiction is to that area
and
of your body. If it ain't farts, it's doo-doo, it's whatever. You're addicted to that area of your body is what you're addicted to.
Let me tell you something. Hey, let me tell you something. When I want something from you, I will say we're having church announcements. If we don't announce church announcements, sit your ass down. They're like talking to you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I can't believe he ate it.
Stop beating up on Rich Sister. I've been muting myself, but hold up, fat boy. Let the man.
I thought I heard fat boy.
That's what I thought I heard.
Fat boy.
Yeah.
Oh,
they know that all night
boy.
Long. Yeah, go to hell. Listen, real quick, I wanted to bring something up on this show that we talked about on the serious side, but I wanted to bring it up here, and I wanted to get people's opinions on it, because here, I think that this is a topic that we can kind of run with a little bit and have a little fun with it, but at the same time get our points across. Where on the serious side, you have to be kind of constrained, and you know it's that whole vibe there. We talked about this past Sunday about there was a law in Maine. First of all, let me say this. Everyone on this show knows what a transgender person is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's the person I'll be as don't know.
Huh?
I'm saying, here's the question.
Stop lying. Stop lying.
You did not know
stop
what it
lying.
Meant. Here's the
stop
question.
Stop lying.
In Maine, they passed an ordinance.
In Maine,
they passed an ordinance that allows this transgender female to use whatever restroom she likes. So I asked Dr. Personal D on Sunday, I said, so what do you think about this ordinance? Well, she should have to use one or the other because, you know, she's already made that change. You know, she should be able to, you know, go to the restaurant. I said, well, Dr. President V, I said, you do know what a transgender sexual person is, right? Yes, I do. I said, what is it? She said, it's a person. They've already got everything changed over. They already had the operation. I said, Dr. President V, that's not transgender.
I corrected it right away, so whatever. But you did, first of all,
listen, transgender means you just dress up as a damn dude or a female. You're not, you haven't made the sex change.
I thought
well, yeah, you did. That's all the dumb stuff I said, because you repeated what I said, lying ass. You're a lie.
No, I'm not.
You heard it.
Yes, you heard it. I heard it.
You was laughing your ass. I bet you was like, what the hell is she talking about?
You know what, J-Raw, I'm always laughing my ass off when I listen to the serious side. For some reason, I find that show humorous all the time when Princess Aldea opened her mouth.
That's fine.
I'm just saying. You make me laugh.
That's fine.
And I was laughing.
Good.
I certainly was.
I misunderstood.
Thank you, Mom. So the question is, how do y'all feel about that? Should a person, and I'll start with you, Miss Terry, should a person who's transgender have the choice of which restroom they should use?
Well,
That's a mic problem.
That's an undercover eater that got mic problems. I ain't got no
mic problems.
You hear me, don't you?
Yeah, we hear you. Yeah, mic problems. Yes, go ahead, Miss Terry. Yes.
She dropped.
That's because she got too much grease. She got too much grease on her damn phone, and the damn thing stopped working. All right, so we'll move on. All right, so Momo, what do you think about that?
Oh, okay. I feel this is a good question. You know why it's a good question? Because if you a man and you have male parts, but you walk around dressed as a woman. Now, I've seen, because I live in Florida, and in Miami, there's a lot of transgenders down there. I mean, just roaming around. So you could look at somebody and know they're a man. Like, clearly, that's a man. However, they dress to a T. Weave better than mine. Offline.
I don't have weave right now, but I have had weave, and I do own wigs.
But I'm saying, people walk around dressed to the teeth. They are with it. I even look twice, like, damn, that's nice. You look at some shoes, girl. So this is my thing. When you look at all like that, how do you? This is my question in response to your question. How do you, with your wig on, and your blush, and your lipstick, and your eyelashes, your skirt on? Some people really believe that, you know, just by looking at them, like, that's a woman. I think that's a woman. What is it? Am I not confused?
How
do you dress all like that with your 6-inch heels walking into a men's room? I don't know.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying, just as confused as they are, because if some girl walked past me strutting and stuff and she just pushed the men's room door open because she has the men's tool, that's going to confuse a lot of people. We're like, wait a minute, I mean, are you a man or a woman? What are you doing in here? I understand the question you pose, and I don't think there should be an ordinance per se, because I don't even understand that one, for this one person to be able to use whatever room they want to use. What about the rest of them? Like, I don't even understand that. However, my opinion, which is all I can give you, is whatever you have going on in between your legs, that should be the room that you go into. That's just what I feel. Let's just keep it simple. That should be the room you
go into.
Thank
you, because you made me nervous for a second there. I thought you were going somewhere else. All right, let me ask you, Rich Sister, what do you think?
Yeah, I say the same. You know, whatever your body parts are, gather yourselves accordingly. And that's really setting it up for problems, especially somebody who could possibly be a molester or rapist.
Yep.
So what, they can use that excuse, come about, oh, well, I'm transgender. So, you know, you're setting it up for problems. Wherever your body parts are, that's where
you
go.
That's where your butt needs to be.
That's problems. You're asking for problems.
That's
having
it.
Somebody
you,
be able
you
to
mean
roll
that,
in
you,
whatever
you mean
bathroom
that
they work.
Yeah, you mean that figuratively. That's wherever your butt should be. That's where your butt,
that's
your
it.
Ass, and your
right,
finger
right,
should be.
Judge K, I was right there with you. Like, oh, my God, did she just say that?
Yeah, I'm with her. So, Kelly, what do you think?
Well, you know, I think God will prevail. And look, I'm not going to get that bullcrap out.
What
kind of damn answer is that? That's bullcrap. You know what's right for wrong. You know, say you know what you're supposed to be doing. So I see this. Just everybody just needs to do right, and if everybody's honest and stay in their lane, I think we'll be all good. That's my answer.
Well, that was a weak ass answer, but thank you very much. The hell was that?
Okay.
Talking about something, God will prevail. Stay in your lane. Turn your signal lights on, and we're good. Thank you.
And this coming from a man who wants to be closer with God. Okay. Thanks for me.
Exactly. Hello.
Exactly.
Hey.
Mister, I
want
to be a gift to Jesus Christ.
Hey. Hey.
But what does that have to do with it? I'm asking you, do you have a problem? Should they be allowed to go in any bathroom they want?
You
know,
I do have a problem with it. Yeah. My problem is that whatever sex you were born, that's the bathroom you need to go in. Not whatever sex you think you're supposed to be, and I feel this and that.
Yes, this day of the week. I want to be a woman today. I want to be a man tomorrow. I want to go in the bathroom, that bathroom. That's not how it works.
It's not. It's not how
like
it works.
I said.
If you're a man, you're a man. If you're a woman, you're a woman. Oh, I feel God made me this way, but I have this, whatever. You know what the Bible says, and we're just to tell them. Okay? No, I have to be politically correct. You know, whatever it is, it is. You know what? I don't know. Matter of fact, where am I? What show am I on?
Oh, what the hell is wrong with you?
What's my name?
Are you high? Are you high smoking? I mean, are you still safe? All right, look, we're going to break, and we'll figure out what the hell's going on in Cali with me on the other side.
You
listen to this.
Bud, and you smoke bud.
Yeah. Look, I don't know. I don't know. All right, we'll be back after this, folks.
Sir, have you seen this girl?
Hello, friends. I'm Jay, the host of The Jay Ryle Show and the serious side of The Jay Ryle Show. And it's time for another edition of Have You Seen Me?, where we put the spotlight on missing children of color. Tonight we're heading to Georgia. Gwinnett Police is looking for a 26-year-old mother who hasn't been seen since Saturday morning. Police said Angela Robin was last seen in the parking lot of the Steeplechase Apartments in unincorporated Norcross at about 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Robin hasn't been seen or heard from since that time, and authorities said foul play has not been ruled out. Robin dropped off her 3-year-old daughter with a friend Friday before heading to a party in Atlanta later that evening, police said. Friends and authorities searched the wooded area around the apartments but found nothing of note, according to a news release from the Gwinnett County Police Department. Robert is described as 4'11", approximately 120 pounds, with long hair that is black with blonde tips. Anyone with information about Robert's whereabouts should call the Gwinnett County Police Department at 770-513-5300. Once again, that number is 770-513-5300. Pray for the safe return of this beautiful young lady. We ask that you pray for her family. If you'd like to see someone featured on Have You Seen Me, all you have to do is pick up the phone right now if you're listening to a live broadcast and dial 347-850-1272, 347-850-1272.
1272 and leave the information with one of our producers. Or you can go to our Facebook page and type in the TGRS Radio Network and leave the information there. Or you can contact me direct on Facebook at J-A-Y-R-I-L, that's J Ryle. Or you can shoot us an email to the J Ryle Show at live.com. That's the J Ryle Show at live.com. Spelled J-R-I-L Show at live.com. We pray for all people missing regardless of color. And until next time, I'm Jay Ryle, and you've been listening to Have You Seen Me, where we focus our attention on missing people of color. Take care.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area,
or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
There's a next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Ladies and gents,
back by popular demand.
It is Saturday.
Can you make my hair look like this?
Man, what you want to make your hair look like that for? Well, I like the way you wear your hair. Wear it natural. That's good, man. You know, I wish more of the young children today would wear their hair natural like Dr. Martin Luther King did. That's right. You ain't never seen Dr. Martin Luther King with no Mr. Jerry shirt on his head. Ain't that right?
Amen.
That scared come walk around like that. You know, sweet, I met Dr. Martin Luther King once.
You lying. You ain't never met Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yeah, I met Dr. Martin Luther King in 1962 in Memphis, Tennessee. I walk down the street, minding my own business, just walking off, feeling good. I walk around the corner, man woke up, hit me in my chest, right? I fall on the ground, right? And I look up, and Dr. Martin Luther King, I said, Dr. King. He said, oops, I thought you were somebody else.
Oh, man, you lying. You ain't never met Martin Luther the King.
Knocked the wind out of me. Yes, he did.
No, it didn't.
Yes, he did. No, he did not.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
It is Saturday.
What's up, folks? Happy 4th of July weekend. Hope you guys had a very safe 4th of July. Hope you were able to watch some fireworks go off in your neighborhood and ate plenty of barbecue. And as we continue to eat the barbecue the day after, glad you guys are deciding to spend a portion of your weekend with us. To tell you the question they were asking, if you had to be addicted to something, what would you want to be addicted to? And we kind of threw that around. But then we kind of changed topics a little bit. We jumped into this other topic of transgender people having the ability to use any restroom that they want. And so I'm so proud of my colleagues, because I thought that they were going to say the same thing that Dr. Princess Aldea said on Sunday, which almost went berserk when she said that. They should have, they can go, and if a female, if they've already claimed they're female, they should be able to go into the restroom. That's a lie. No way, Jose. If you still got the plumbing,
Jay, you know, you have a tendency to do this. First of all, you have a tendency to say a question, ask a question one way, at one time.
Am I lying?
And then as the questions are being answered, you begin to modify your question. So this is what I'm going to say. I made it very clear on Sunday that if there was ever a discussion of law for a general public transgender to be able to go into the restroom, that should not be even allowed at all, because we all agree that we could possibly, you know, you don't know who you're dealing with. People could dress up and just say that's where they are. You know, how do you verify that? I thought you were referencing one specific case of an individual, and in that particular case, the way you said it, yes, I made the statement that I made, and I still stand by that. I still feel that. So there you have it. You have to listen to the show to hear what I said. So.
Yeah, I think they
347-850-1272 is the number to call in. 347-850-1272 is the number to call in. Who have a phone call, Jay?
Hey, sir. Who we have a line, Big Daddy?
I believe this is Ernest. Ernest, are you calling in?
Yes, I am calling in. How you doing?
How's it going?
I'm good to hear from you too, Jay.
Oh, how you doing, Ernest?
I'm not going to stay long. Really good show tonight, by the way. I've been doing stuff around the house, having you guys on in the background, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I don't know what to do with myself for 2.5 hours. I'm going to figure something out for the next 3 weeks. But I'm glad you guys are visiting and having a good time over the holiday. That's cool. I want to make a comment about your current topic just real quick, and then I'm going to go.
Of course you can.
Listen, I'm a gay guy. People know this, but for those of you listening, if you don't know, gay dude here. And I used to have some of the same attitudes toward transgender people, people that are in transition from one gender to another, not people who have completed it. Because I never understood it, I'm like, why would you do that? Just stick with who you are. Then I began to talk to them, because in the gay community, there are a lot of transgender people. You know, that's the that's the Q and the T in LGBT community is transgender. And it's not that you wake up one day and think, oh, I'm going to be a girl today, or oh, I'm going to be a guy. This is a struggle that these people face on a daily basis. A girl grows up, never feels like she's in the right body. She doesn't like having breasts. She wishes she had different plumbing downstairs. Same for a guy. It's not that he's less of a guy. He just doesn't want to be what he's in, you know, and they're looking constantly to fit into the life that they feel that they should have. And to say that, well, you should be in whatever bathroom depends on what's between your legs is totally untrue, because no transgender male that wants to transition to female is going to go lift his skirt up and stand at a urinal next to you and take a whiz. It doesn't work that way. And by the way, whatever goes on in a bathroom stall is really nobody's business anyway. And let me address something real quick, and I know it's just someone's opinion, but no molester, no rapist, and no pedophile is dressing up as the opposite sex trying to get in a bathroom to rape your ass. That is the dumbest notion I have heard, and I'm only going to assume that it comes out of not knowing. I'm not calling the people ignorant that said it, because I think they're wonderful people. It's just a misinformed opinion. I've talked to people, I've listened to them, and it's a struggle that I'm glad I don't have. You know, my biggest struggle was just saying I'm gay and being around people that accepted me for that. I can't imagine being transgender, having to change the way you look, going through surgeries, being on testosterone or estrogen for the rest of your life, learning new ways to act so you fit into the body that you want, into the gender you identify with. You know, it's a lifelong thing. So let's have compassion on people and not worry about where they're taking a pee, because nobody wants to see you do it. Why are you looking in somebody else's stall when they're trying to do it? It's nobody's business. Let's have a little compassion on people. And if you don't understand it, then educate yourself a little bit. Talk to some people. Watch a documentary. Do something. Get a little knowledge on it before you start spitting out some of the things I've heard people say over the years about it. Because I used to be the same way. And then I got to talking to them, and my whole view changed. I don't understand transgender. I'm a dude. I love being a dude. I will always be a dude. For me, it's easy. For those people, it is something totally different that I don't get, but I have compassion because they're the ones walking through it. All I can do is sit here and support them and say, listen, I don't get your journey, but I respect it, and whatever you want to do that makes you happy, I am here for you 100% because you are hurting nobody.
But let me ask you, and listen, I understand what you're saying. Excuse you for a second. I understand what you're saying.
Yes,
but, Ernest, we can't sit here and say we have people who put on different uniforms of different armies to blend in to try to do chaos. Now, that's not going on right now, and no one's questioning that. I'm saying that you and I both know that if they pass something like that, somebody is going to say, oh, yeah, let me use this as an opportunity, as a cloak to get in and try to do what I need to do. You don't think that's
that. Well, you could say that about anything. You know, people used to think that all gay people were pedophiles by default. Nothing is further from the truth.
Say that.
No, well, no, I'm saying that's just an opinion that's been around. I've heard people.
Are you sure it's not because of being fake?
Because that's so not true, Jay. You that
well,
you, that you don't think that way.
I'm trying to speak.
Jay does think that way.
Trying to speak. A lot of people always think that gay people are pedophiles. You know, you hear somebody that's a pedophile, and they're like, well, he was married. I thought he was gay. No, that's just like saying all black people are thieves or all Mexicans are lazy. It's those stupid stereotypes that carry on. So what I'm saying is there's always going to be somebody in the mix somewhere that is going to do something bad that reflects on everybody else. Because, you know, everybody on this show is responsible. Everybody's got a job in life. Everybody's taking care of their own. They're taking care of their children. But you know what? People aren't going to see that. They're going to see the one black person that goes and robs Burger King, and that's what they're going to think all black people are, right? They're going to see one gay person that happened to be a pedophile and think all of us are that way. It's simply not true. You can't judge a whole group of people by what you think might happen. There's always going to be something bad in the mix. This is just the world. You can't tell someone where to go pee just because you... Listen, a rapist is going to find you and nail you before you know what's coming, and they don't have to dress up to do it. They just don't. There's cops out there raping people right now that are actually law enforcement.
Yep.
They're not dressing up as cops. They actually are cops that are killing black people and raping people. Some cop kicked over a paraplegic in a wheelchair 3 days ago just because. So we can't judge everybody based on what we think might happen. We have to have compassion on people. When the bad comes along, let's deal with that. But let's not go in with a negative attitude saying, oh, well, something bad's going to happen. Let's not let them pee there. Because, listen, that transgender person, one of their biggest concerns is being beat up and abused by ignorant people in the world. All they want to do is just go pee where they want to go. And if they're a male transitioning to a female, trust me, they want to be in the female bathroom in a stall taking care of their business. Because whether they've had bottom surgery or not, you don't know that, and it's not your business. It's just not.
Right. All right, we got to go. All right, last call.
I understand.
On the Jay Ross Show.
I appreciate you giving me the time.
You got it, homie.
Everybody have a great weekend.
If you pee sitting down, then this is your music.
I wanna rock!
Bump you, man!
Bump you, dog!
It is time for Jay's
Kiss My Entire Ass!
Bump You Song.
Man, bump you, you sorry sap sucker!
Wrap it up.
Welcome back, folks. 347-850-1272. We have 3 minutes to wrap it up. Well, I'm not sure if I agree with what Ernest said, all of the words. Listen, he has some valid points. But, bottom line is that, you know, if you haven't gotten the change, take your behind to your bathroom. I don't know. Anyway. Anybody has anything?
I agree. If you have not gotten a change, and look, if you're still a man, regardless of how you look at it, you might feel like a woman, you might dress like a woman, but you're still a man. Go to the men's bathroom. I don't agree with
and,
no.
And I just want to add a little thing on there. Yes, I agree. He has some valid points, and yes, nobody said nothing. That's why I described the chick with the eyelashes and the hair and the heels. That looks just as good as I do, but she's not. She's not a woman. My thing with that is, if we were all grown and sexy, we could be who we want to be. But I don't care who you are or what kind of hair you got on your head. I don't want no man going in the bathroom with my 13-year-old daughter. Not the same one. Not at the same time. I don't.
I could understand.
And that's just my opinion.
Yeah,
I don't care what kind of Louis Vuittons you got on or red bottoms on your feet. You're not going in the same bathroom with my daughter. I can't deal with that.
Oh, man, she's a Louis Vuitton.
In that position, you can't get into no trouble.
Hey, so, you know, that's the beautiful thing about this country is that, we all can have different opinions. Like I said, he has some valid points. I'm not going to sit here and say that he didn't, but until you make it official, then you official the other way, and then when you make it official the other way, then you do what you want to. I mean, Ernest probably that ignorant sounds like, hey, dude, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too. I ain't make you.
Yeah.
I'm just living by the rules.
I'm just living the dream, baby, living the dream. Yeah. Watch out, Jack. Hit the road, Jack. Well, listen, it was an interesting topic. Like I said, I wanted to kind of bring it up here. Wish I had brought it up earlier. But every now and then we're going to do that. We're going to bring a topic over from the serious side that could probably get more traction over here because we can really express ourselves.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Am I my brother's keeper? Yes.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
Hi, this is Mom Talita Donis with your fitness and health tip for the week. With the summer heat beating down on us, it's imperative to keep ourselves as hydrated as possible. When we are dehydrated with prolonged sun exposure, we are putting ourselves more at risk for a heat stroke. Some warning signs we should be aware of that we or those around us might be suffering from a heat stroke include trouble seeing or blurry vision, difficulty speaking or confusion, weak arms or legs, dizziness, and a loss of balance. If you or someone you know has these symptoms, seek medical attention immediately. The quicker you get treatment, the less brain tissue will be permanently damaged. To avoid a heat stroke, keep your body pumped with water, especially when out in the sun. This fitness tip can be found at www.fitnessmagazine.com.
All right, folks, welcome back in. It's time for our final thoughts. Let me tell you something. This thing is so screwed up. And the board is telling us we have so much time left, and now they're telling us we only have a minute and a half left. So I'll tell you what. Some of you guys are going to miss our final thoughts, but no worries, you can always listen to it in the archives. But we're going to lose a lot of audience here in about 90 seconds. But I'm sorry, now 60 seconds. Okay, so now it's time for final thoughts. Octopus of D, go ahead and go first.
All right, well, wonderful, great, great show. I'm glad you tuned in. And I just want to say this, that everything is not always what it seems. And when you think that you know it all, that's when you will not be able to learn and to become enlightened of what's more and more out there. I appreciate what Ernest said tonight as my sentiments on Sunday. And I just want to say that it's all about love. It's more to us than we think. Visit me online, Dr. Princess Adelia, on Facebook, Twitter. Don't forget, this Saturday, July 12th, Transforming Detroit will now be launching on the new ABC network, WYMD. I love you all. Visit me at bountifulgroup.com to find out what we're doing globally.
Wow.
We wasn't trying to drown you out there, girlfriend. You know, it was just
that
situation.
Was like, this, it was like
yeah.
A war game.
When we go into overtime, when it goes into rewind, it automatically goes up. Y'all know that. Stop playing. All right, so thank you, Dr. Princess Adelia, for your coming.
Yeah, God bless.
Yeah, God bless you. Share your final thoughts.
I didn't get to answer the question because I was eating. I just think it's a personal issue between each person. Momo might feel this way, I might feel this way, you might feel this way. I think it's a personal thing where if you want to go in there, you know what I'm saying? So I just think it's a personal thing.
I'm just saying.
You might not want someone to come and go in there. I might not want somebody to go in there. Somebody else might not care. Know what I'm saying? It's not going to be a law, honestly, because you don't know who's going in the bathroom and who ain't going in the bathroom, to be honest with you. We don't know.
Hallelujah.
We really don't know. I'm sitting here thinking every time I go to the bathroom, because I really don't try to go to the bathroom out in public, you know, to bathroom because I don't like that, but I'm thinking to myself, have I ever been? No, I don't. I just have a problem using public bathrooms. And I'm thinking to myself, but I'm thinking to myself, have I ever been in the bathroom? You know what I'm saying? Stuff started going in my head like, I never even thought about it. Really, I've never even thought about it. So I'm going to let that go. Anyway. Thank you, Elias. I love you. So I'm not going to argue with Ernest or anybody. You know, I'm not going to argue with Ernest. I'm not going to argue with nobody on no subject. So that's just how I roll.
Thank you, baby.
Elias, I love you, and thank you for the donation. You guys have a wonderful rest of your evening.
I'm going to do my thing when I get back, baby. You ain't got to worry about it. I'm going to do my thing when I get back. And I want you to acknowledge me on the air, damn it.
I am. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for that crazy-ass answer that you gave. Thank you so much. All right. Great sister. Oh, she gone? She gone. Oh, there she is.
No,
great sister. Final thoughts, baby. Oh, I see you, baby. I see you, girl.
What?
I see you, Calliewood Junior. Go ahead. Final thoughts.
Yeah. It was a great show. Had a wonderful time. Y'all take care, and y'all have a great rest of the holiday weekend.
All righty. She said, I'm not getting in the middle of that mess. My name is Les. Leave me out of that mess. I got you, rich sister. All right, Calliewood. Final thoughts. Calliewood Singer. Final thoughts. Well, Jay, I'm promoting my show on a red carpet right now with some red drawers on. Thank you, Calliewood, for that. Final thoughts. I know. I got my Louis Vuitton drawers. And I'm doing my thing on the BET Calliewood Awards. Thank you very much, Calliewood. All right, Momo Beasy.
Momo Beasy. Okay, what I want to say is if I was a transgender, this is what I would do. You know, just to prevent complications and altercations and repercussions, I would personally, because I don't even like to use public restrooms myself, me, right now. Mm-hmm. So I try to go before I leave and take care of my business. If I was a transgender, what I would do is I would find public places that have just one room, like Tropical Smoothie, CVS, where you can walk into their bathroom and just have one bathroom.
You're right,
Mama. There are places where you can just go in one room. It's not men, women, it's just one room. I would find those places, and I would already know where they were because that's what I would be going to. So, because I don't want no problems, I would go to places with one known. And if I had an emergency and I was in the mall, they even have a quote-unquote family room. Find yourself to that. So there's kind of things you can do when you in those type of positions. You don't got it. You don't have to be dressed up as a woman in the man's bathroom if you don't want to be there. There are other places you could go. You might want to hold it, and you might have to do a little funny walk until you find it.
Hello.
You should already know these places, being that you are transgender. You know, you are smarter than that. You already know what you got to deal with. You should know. Now, with that being said, I'm going to say you can be who you want. You can be what you want. Just be careful, be safe, and behave. That is my final thought.
Hello. I like that. Hey, raise up. All right, who said hello? Was that Hollywood?
No, that was me. I was
okay.
Saying hello, sorry. Like, you know.
Oh, hello, like, hey. I miss you.
Hey.
That sounds awesome, though. Oh, thank you for coming out. God bless. Good night. I got to get my Tito drink. I got to go. This thing is sponsored by Tito Vodka, which I'll be drinking tonight. So, hey, see y'all later.
Hey.
Shut your stupid head up.
What's wrong with Jack?
Hey, look, well, I guess Boo must be drinking because I'm at your place. All right, so listen, my final thought is, look, I mean, a lot of people have different opinions on this whole thing. You know, the big issue with that situation with that young lady was the fact that the school district had unisex bathrooms, but she didn't want to go to the unisex bathroom. She wanted to go to the female bathroom. So there was a facility there to take care of her, but she wanted to have the ability to go in the female restroom. Yeah, there it is. That's what she wanted.
Go in a unisex.
There it is.
There you go.
You said, wow. All right, so Mr. LS, man, can we shut this damn thing down now?
Man, yeah, I got a half gallon of Tito Vodka calling me. Yeah, we shut it down right now. Right now.
All right, so.
Jay, don't get busy,
or should I? Or should
Jay,
I?
Jay, don't
should
get
busy.
I thought you had control. Hold on a second, dog. My phone. I thought you had control of the board.
You let everybody else in, you clown. I tell you what. I'll be glad when I get there.
My God. You've been playing music all night long. Jackass. Who's playing that right now? You?
Let me tell you this.
That's your dragging your ass stuff.
Well, tell you.
Now you playing around. I'm trying to get
if I come to Florida, I wonder what happens. If I come to Florida, you know the same issues in Florida.
Whatever. Look, for myself, J. Rob, Miss Terry, Momo B, being easy, Rich Sister, we bid you adieu. So, hey, black man, learn things. Bastard, can't stand your ass. You make my hands itch.